Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was fun. It was with Nate O'Green. It's Labor Day, or the day after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And he turns out, is a labor activist. And it's not by design. It is clearly by serendipity his dorkdom
is going to drop on the day
after Labor Day. Nate O'Green is his name.
Okay.
Which is a color. That's the color of the fatigues that Nate wears.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay.
But his name is Nathaniel.
Oh, okay.
And he only uses it with the government.
I've always wondered about that.
Where his name came from?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And it was weird. It was just a random question. And he was raised in marches. His parents would go, and his dad was, one of his parents, I've forgotten now.
So he's a second generation activist.
Kind of, except for that there was, they were teachers, and they'd strike, and then there was a barbecue. And so he began to love marches because there was a barbecue when he was a kid.
Oh, okay, sure.
And so now he brings his kids.
Great.
And essentially his kids are like, you know everybody, Dad. And and he does.
That's great.
And it's sort of a fascinating glimpse into what, like, he's, at one point he talks about, he's half activist, half comic. And if he doesn't do either one of them, he's kind of insufferable.
Oh.
And he's good with confrontation. He doesn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he doesn't do activist stuff, he starts button pushing people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, please do activism.
Right.
And but he's talked about how, like, his wife is a registered nurse, and he worked with the California Nursing Union, big
mm-hmm.
union.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped them get their contract passed. But it was like, in the end, it's just 24 hours. Just the whole time, they're just sitting in one room.
Oh, right. The final negotiation phase. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, nobody leave.
We're going to wear that. We're going to do all this. We're going to get it done.
Right. We're doing it now. Nobody's going to regroup or think or... And then he kind of explained the process. So it was fascinating, quite honestly.
It sounds like a great one, honestly.
Yeah. I thought that I knew things.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that I know things.
You didn't know.
I didn't know.